Hello and welcome to 3 Minutes with Newman. This is Father Juan Velez, recording for Father Peter Connolly. Newman and Christ's Heartbeat. Newman's motto, Cor et Cor Loquitur, was influenced by his great devotion to the Sacred Heart. First fanned into a flame of love by gazing at the stained glass window above the tabernacle in the upper chapel of Merivale House, where he lived for a short while in 1846. Over the next 30 years, Newman became increasingly aware that as the popularity of heart spirituality grew in England, which Bishop Milner had inspired, so did the need to carefully maintain the centrality of Christ's presence in the Eucharist in the consciousness of Catholics. Writing to Mrs. Wilberforce in 1873, he states, "In explanation of the doctrine, I say, we believe our Lord is one person. There is one Lord, one Christ, one Emmanuel." He further refines his approach by reflecting on the relationship between Jesus' humanity and divinity. Quote, "Therefore, when we say that we worship that manhood, we really mean that we worship his divine person through his manhood, in order to plead with him, his gracious incarnation. And when we worship his body and blood in the Holy Eucharist, we worship his person through his body and blood, in order to plead his sufferings on our behalf, which are the symbol and also the means of our reconciliation." End of quote. Newman passionately crystallizes his thoughts when in his Meditations and Devotions he implores, quote, "O most sacred, most loving heart of Jesus, thou art concealed in the Holy Eucharist, and thou beatest for us still. Now as then thou sayest, desiderio desideravi, with desire I have desired. I worship thee, then, with all my best love and awe, with my fervent affection, with my most subdued, most resolved will. O my God, when thou dost condescend to suffer me, to receive thee, to eat and drink thee, and thou for a while takest up thy abode within me, O make my heart beat with thy heart. Purify it of all that is earthly, all that is proud and sensual, all that is hard and cruel, of all perversity, of all disorder, of all deadness. So fill it with thee that neither the events of the day nor the circumstances of the time may have power to ruffle it, but that in thy love and thy fear it may have peace."